Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research, and today we are conducting a short public opinion survey of your community and would like to get your opinion. Thinking ahead, which best describes how you will vote in the upcoming elections for President, Congress, and the Florida legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? You will definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
Most definitely will vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation, or some other political party?
I'm an independent.
Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background?
I'm a Caucasian.
Thank you so much, ma'am. What is your age?
I am 65 years old.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Thank you so much. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Could be access and cost of healthcare, K-12 education, abortion, crime and public safety, inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, climate
inflation.
And environment?
Inflation. Inflation.
Thank you so much. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democrat and candidate? You will definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for a Democratic candidate, definitely vote for Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate. You lean slightly to the Democratic candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
I will never vote for a Democrat.
Understand. So definitely vote for Republican candidate.
Yep.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Understand. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I am mixed on that one.
Okay. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Sienna Osta.
No opinion.
No opinion. What about Mike Caruso?
No opinion.
And last one, Kamala Harris.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
And I have an opinion, and it's not good.
So would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Understand. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democratic, or Donald Trump?
No, I would never vote for Kamala Harris. I wouldn't even vote for her to run an ice cream truck. I will vote for Donald Trump.
I understand. Thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting for him or probably voting for him?
No, I'm definitely voting for him.
Understand. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Sienna Osta, the Democratic, or Mike Caruso, the Republican?
Mike Caruso.
Thank you so much. Would you
I don't
say
want
you
the Democrats to have power anymore.
Understand. So you will definitely go into vote for Republican. And
oh, absolutely.
Okay. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And when you vote for candidates for political offices, would you say that you always vote for Republican or you usually vote for Republican?
I don't normally vote specifically regarding the I don't normally vote for I'm not strong either way. I look at the issues, and I think that the Democratic Party has sold out to America, sold out. They have sold us under the bridge, and for that reason, I don't think they have our best interest at heart. I will never vote for a Democrat as long as this is going on.
Understand. Well, thank you so much. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have an associate's degree.
Thank you so much. And what is your religion?
I'm an Episcopal. I'm a Christian.
Would you say Protestant or Catholic?
Catholic.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with your answers. I really appreciate that. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Take care, ma'am.